I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto held a press conference to address the city's response to the COVID-19 Omicron variant and what measures will be taken as the holiday season continues. As Toronto began to vaccinate children ages 5 to 11 against COVID-19, Toronto Mayor John Tory addressed the media about reaching the goal of 90% of fully vaccinated individuals before the end of the year and booster shots for those who are eligible.
We wanted to provide an update this morning on the work being done in response to the Omicron variant. The city's strategic command team, which has helped to manage throughout the pandemic, met on Sunday morning and again this morning to discuss the variant along with the city's overall ongoing response to the pandemic. Right now, we have more questions than answers around the variant, very similar to what we heard yesterday from provincial officials. At this point, our city public health officials are monitoring the situation. They recommend continuing our current cautious approach, and we support the swift actions taken by the provincial and federal governments in this area. We are preparing to expand Team Toronto capacity as needed for booster shots, if and when eligibility for third doses is expanded by the province, and we're preparing our VaxTO campaign to do further outreach as needed. The bottom line message remains the same as we have been delivering for almost a year now. The best protection against this virus and any variants is to get fully vaccinated. Our public health officials and all the science is very clear. If you're not fully vaccinated right now, this is the time to get fully vaccinated. We are making great progress on helping residents to get vaccinated, including our younger residents, and helping eligible Torontonians to get their third doses in applicable cases. Just a week after the vaccine for children arrived, our Team Toronto Kids COVID-19 vaccination plan has helped more than 21,536 kids ages 5 to 11 to get vaccinated. That's 10% of all kids aged 5 to 11 in our city, and this is a super start with much more work to be done. Vaccination of people 12 and older is also continuing. 85.7% of residents 12 and older are now fully vaccinated, meaning two doses, and more than 89% of residents 12 and older have at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. We are less than 1% away from more than 90% of residents 12 plus having at least one dose. It's just 23,000 people that we have to get their first dose in the coming days to get us to the 90% for first dose. And 116,000 people need to get second doses now for us to reach the 90% goal in that important area. In total, almost 70,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine were administered by Team Toronto in the last week, largely due to the arrival of the kids' vaccine and the growing number of people eligible for a third dose. But these numbers indicate, I think, that progress is continuing at the pace we expected at this stage of what has been a historic and very successful vaccination campaign. To continue our vaccination efforts at this important time, I'm proud to announce today that we'll be extending the work of our community immunization engagement and mobilization teams to June, which is a 6-month extension. Our outreach teams have helped us a great deal to connect to residents across the city in every neighborhood, but especially those who might otherwise have been left out or who face some obstacles or hesitation with respect to getting vaccinated. These teams have been doing wonderful work to help us to achieve the numbers we have, especially with those who might have not found it as easy to get vaccinated. These teams are a key part of the Team Toronto approach and have engaged with more than 800,000 community members since April of 2021. Providing them with trusted vaccine information and encouragement. 400 ambassadors have literally gone door to door, and these are some of the people that we'll be extending for an additional 6-month period. They've talked to people in lobbies of apartment buildings, in parks, in shopping centers. They've met people where they are. They've done it in dozens of languages with creative approaches to connecting with people and by gaining well-earned trust with residents, all to lead people to an informed decision to get vaccinated. This $6 million extension, funded by the Government of Ontario, is a further investment in our outreach efforts, and it will make sure that we continue to help communities with the lowest vaccine rates, help families in these communities to get their kids vaccinated, and make sure that we help residents to get their booster doses when they are eligible. We are just at the beginning of the kids' vaccine campaign and the booster shot drive, but this extension will ensure that we have the resources we need for the last miles of this marathon. I know these past 20 months haven't been easy. That is why I'm so determined to make sure that the progress we have made continues on all fronts. While we're continuing to monitor Omicron, we are also proceeding cautiously with the reopening that is well underway. I believe it is important, based on the information we have at this time, to continue to make progress on that reopening while at the same time respecting public health advice and monitoring on a continuous basis. As the largest city in Canada and fourth largest in North America, Toronto has one of the highest fully vaccinated rates for its entire population. Omicron will not take our focus from leading Toronto's recovery from this pandemic. My goal as mayor is very simple, which is stronger than ever. You've heard me repeating that, and that is the goal, to have Toronto emerge stronger than ever in every respect. I am absolutely determined that Canada's economic engine, our city, and that economic engine part has to do not just with the prosperity of the country, but the well-being of the residents who need to be employed and earning an income and back at work. I want the city to come back stronger than ever in that respect.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Eileen Davila updated the media about the need for research on Omicron and how it should be considered a variant of concern for residents. Due to personal medical reasons, Dr. Davila was not present at the December 8 media briefing and is expected to be absent for future ones until further notice.
As South African scientists and other experts in the field have communicated, more study is necessary to fully understand what the implications of this new variant might be. I appreciate that the idea of a new COVID-19 variant, or the words viral mutation, may sound concerning. However, it is important that in general, we must remember that viruses mutate as a matter of course. And it's true that the Omicron variant contains mutations that are associated with increased transmissibility in previously identified COVID-19 variants, and that there are also mutations on Omicron that are associated with some degree of immune escape. However, to more fully comprehend the Omicron variant, clinical observation of real-life experience around the world is needed over the next few weeks. As this proceeds, and as we monitor carefully, it is important to remember just how far we've come since January 2020 in terms of understanding COVID-19. We know now how it's transmitted. We know more about how to treat it. And we have effective vaccines. While we await the results of scientific study of Omicron, and as we move towards the winter holiday season, there are two messages that I wish to convey to you today. First, vaccine makes a difference. And so far, vaccines have proven effective, including right here in Toronto. In fact, analysis done by our epidemiology team at Toronto Public Health shows that this year, from August 1st to November 6th, across all neighborhoods in Toronto, for every 10% increase in vaccination coverage, there was a 7% decrease in the incidence of cases of COVID-19. In addition, local data show that of the total number of Toronto residents who are vaccinated, only 0.17% became infected with COVID-19 after they were fully vaccinated with two doses. That's 3,936 cases amongst the 2,288,445 people after they were fully vaccinated with two doses here in Toronto. In other words, breakthrough infections are rare. What this all adds up to is this: vaccination continues to be one of the most important actions we can take and that we can encourage others to take as well. The second message I want to provide to you today is that all the measures that have protected us to date continue to be important in light of Omicron and as we seek to connect over the holiday season. Specifically, we need to remember that we have several tools at our disposal to help protect our households, our families and friends, our schools, and our community from COVID-19. Mask while indoors. Keep your in-person social circle small and limit it to vaccinated individuals as much as possible. Wash your hands. Practice physical distancing. Stay home when you're sick. Encourage your workplace or community group to develop a vaccination policy. If you operate a workplace or someone who's responsible for a community group or setting, please continue to keep records of in-person attendees or visitors. This will help to facilitate public health follow-up should a COVID-19 case be detected. We will see more cases of the Omicron variant detected in the future. It is not a question of if, but a question of when. And it bears repeating. Viruses mutate as a part of their regular course. But we also know this. The more we are able to reduce transmission, the less likely it is that new variants will emerge. Vaccines remain safe, effective, and necessary to help bring the COVID-19 pandemic to an end. The best action you can take today, if you were born in 2016 or earlier, is to get fully vaccinated. And for those of you who are eligible for a third dose, I encourage you to get yours as soon as possible. Vaccination, coupled with public health measures that we know reduce transmission, regardless of what variant we face, remain the best tools at our disposal.
In a recent Citi press release, it states that Canadians returning to Canada from South African countries must take additional measures. It states, quote, "Community members are asked to seek testing immediately, and if they have any cold or flu-like symptoms, or if they returned or traveled to South Africa, Eswatini, Lesotho, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Namibia, Egypt, Nigeria, or Malawi between November 1st and December 6th, 2021. Asymptomatic family members and other household contacts are also eligible for testing." End quote. The positivity rate stands at 5.4%. up from 2.4% in early November, according to Toronto Public Health. More details to follow. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.